SIU Reviews is a listener-supported service of WSIU Radio. Your financial support is what makes this program possible. Donate online at WSIU.org.
A Liar's Autobiography, The Untrue Story of Monty Python's Graham Chapman, is a recent 3D animated film currently in limited theatrical release. Directed by Chapman himself and starring Cameron Diaz as the voice of Sigmund Freud, the film tells the painfully true tale of Chapman's life and how he staged his own death in 1989. Okay, actually, that's a lie. Except for the fact that A Liar's Autobiography is a recently released animated film, and Cameron Diaz does, in fact, provide an over-the-top British voice for Austrian psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud. And as far as I can tell, Graham Chapman, one of the co-creators of Monty Python, really did die of throat cancer in 1989. The film, co-directed by Bill Jones, Jeff Simpson, and Ben Timlett, is really a series of Python-esque vignettes created by 15 different animation studios and based on Graham Chapman's farcical 1980 memoir, A Liar's Autobiography, Volume 6. But the movie isn't just a pack of obvious lies. It's narrated by Chapman himself, using his 1986 audiobook, and at its heart, is just plausible enough to create a seemingly real, if at times wacky and uncomfortably raunchy, portrait of the late comedian. Now, before you turn to Wikipedia to verify everything I've just said, you should know that, when it comes to Graham Chapman, truth and reality are beside the point. While a traditional autobiography evokes some sense of truth about a person's identity, A Liar's Autobiography argues that identity is not fixed, even after someone dies. British cultural theorist Stuart Hall has described this as the postmodern subject, whereby identity in our culture is fluid, disjointed, and impermanent. Telling a person's life story, especially in a biopic, is usually an attempt to create a fixed identity through a two-hour cohesive story. But the vignette style and multiple forms of animation in A Liar's Autobiography refuse to show Chapman as anything other than disjointed and impermanent. Each animation style, ranging from hand-drawn to claymation to cutout to CG, changes every few minutes, sometimes even in the middle of a scene. This constant visual shift is a reminder that Chapman's identity is also, even posthumously, constantly shifting. The instability of a postmodern identity is magnified for celebrities because the only way we ever get to know them is through the media. Someone like Chapman is even more difficult to truly know. For most of us, he's King Arthur or Brian Cohen or maybe just a great British comedian. And so, in true Python form, A Liar's Autobiography invents all kinds of different Graham Chapmans. And in the end, the version of him you choose to accept is just as much a lie as the liar himself.